Greetings and blessings, faithful followers of bbtemple.org, both in person and online. Blessed to have you on board worldwide. And how delighted I am to share this video with you today. For all of us who have hoped and have prayed for our awesome Lord to send a great revival, I have great news. He did it. It's here. You just saw it. That was a video of a hashtag Let Us Worship revival led by Pastor Sean Foyt in Seattle, Washington, a region of the country hard hit by violent protests. We see these play out night after night on the news, and it might cause us to fear, along with all the other woes we're dealing with. But fear not. God is on the move in a powerful way, nationwide. Peeps are getting saved and baptized like we have not seen for nearly half a century in this country. Awesome. Truly awesome. So, we'll take a closer look at Pastor Sean in a moment. But first, let us look at our scripture focus for today, found in the book of Isaiah, chapter 61. So, thank you, old holder of the clicker. Let's have you change that slide, if you would. And on that slide, there should be a scripture, a rather lengthy scripture, but it just didn't work if I cut any of it out. So bear with me. Bear with me, peeps. This is in the Old Testament book of Isaiah, of course, like the Billy Graham of the prophets, as we have studied. This is in the 61st chapter, and we are going to look at verses 1 through 3. Of course, we use the NASB. And it is subtitled, or headlined, Exaltation of the Afflicted. And it reads, "The Spirit of the Lord God is upon me, because the Lord has anointed me to bring good news to the afflicted. He has sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to captives, and freedom to prisoners. To proclaim the favorable year of the Lord and the day of vengeance of our God, to comfort all who mourn, to grant those who mourn in Zion, giving them a garland instead of ashes, the oil of gladness instead of mourning, and the mantle of praise instead of a spirit of fainting. So they will be called oaks of righteousness, the planting of the Lord, that he may be glorified." Amen. How awesome is that? Oh, precious peeps. COVID-19 is a horrible, horrible disease. But far more destructive is the fallout from shutting down the world. And the fear and its resulting despair claims far more casualties than the virus itself. Indeed, 2020 has offered us reasons to fear. Amen. But God has given us the antidote, far more powerful than any vaccine. In verse 3, let's read it again. I highlighted it in red. This is something that you should write on the tablets of your hearts. Post it on Facebook. Giving them a garland instead of ashes, the oil of gladness instead of mourning, the mantle of praise instead of a spirit of fainting. Replace problems with praise. Speaking of praise, I would like you to meet Sean Foyt. You may not have met him. I don't think you see him on the mainstream media, in my humble opinion. But here he is. So thank you again, holder of the clicker. Change that slide. And on that slide should be a smiling face of Sean Foyt with hashtag let us worship. When the governor of California, Gavin Newsom, decided to lock down churches, they have been locked down here, they've been locked down nationwide. Worship leader Sean Foyt decided to hit the beach. In Santa Barbara, what began as a small group of believers quickly blossomed into thousands of peeps, praising God and getting saved. Amen. How awesome is that? We saw. That's real. That's happening. That's happening in California. It's happening across the country. I only hope he brings it to Dallas. What do you say? All right, but I digress. Who is Sean Foyt? Sean Foyt is a husband, father, missionary, musician, speaker, author, and founder of a grassroots global worship organization, Let Us Worship, and a missions organization. He is married to his high school sweetheart, Kate, and is obsessed with their four children. Catch the names: Keturah, Malachi, Ezra, and Zion. Biblical names for sure. Sean's heart is to bring integrity, hope, and inspiration to every sphere of society. His lifelong quest and dream is to witness a generation of burning hearts arise across the nations of the world with a renewed faith, renewed vision, and sacrificial pursuit after the presence of God. Amen. I am in total agreement with that mission. We all need to be doing that. Now, since those gatherings, in fact, a true revival has spread to some of the darkest areas of our country, replacing riots and anarchy with joy and with peace and with love. So here's what I want us to take away from today. Last but not least, thank you again, O holder of the clicker. Change that slide. And on the screen, you should see a powerful image. This being from the Seattle revival that we saw in the video above. And what happened was a group of Satan worshipers infiltrated the gathering and attempted to disrupt the gathering and the worship. They turned off the speakers, they poured glue on the keyboard, but instead of violence, they were surrounded, literally, you can see it in the picture, by believers who prayed for them. How totally awesome is that? They were throwing bricks, they were throwing Molotov cocktails, they were doing something far more powerful. They were surrounding them with the love of God. And you can see the look on their faces. They totally don't know what it's about. But that's the point. That's what we need to be doing. We need to just be flabbergasting people with the love of God. Because no weapons formed against that will prosper. Amen. Amen. And just a parting thought. Yes, we are to assemble ourselves together. But nowhere do I see that it has to necessarily be in a church building. In fact, I think our awesome Lord is using this opportunity to expand our reach far, far beyond the four walls of the church. Perhaps this is his not-so-gentle reminder that it's time to leave the comfy nest and spread our wings and fly for his glory. Amen. Amen. Heavenly Father, we praise you and we thank you for the opportunity just to witness in our lifetimes this revival we've been hoping and praying and singing about. For so many years, we almost lost hope. But when we see you move, when we see you on the move, our hearts just leap with joy. Because in fact, Lord, you are in fact giving us a garland instead of ashes. And you are in fact giving us the oil of gladness instead of mourning, and a mantle of praise instead of a spirit of fainting. So Heavenly Father, we praise you and we thank you for the hope that lies in you and you alone. And we just ask for you to continue to work with us and to walk with us and allow us to spread the kind of joy you see on the faces of the people in the video. We got something they don't have. And it's something that they not only need, but they're going to want. And we praise you again, Lord, and thank you. Let us be part of the revival. Bring the revival and let us worship and glorify your holy name worldwide, starting in our own backyards. In the holy name of Christ Jesus, your Son and our Savior. Amen.